Good evening and welcome to the Hologram Radio Show. Today is Sunday, December 1st, 2013, and my name is Cheryl Catherine Smith.
I am Ash Riot.
And together we are Hologram, 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 Hologram. Like the echo in the background?
That was my favorite part.
Was it?
Of the show so far.
I think so. There's not much that we've done.
I know,
so
that's why
I guess
why
that's a good favorite.
That was my good favorite.
What's the title of our topic tonight, Ash?
Why don't you tell everyone, Cheryl?
Since you don't know. I was putting you on the spot.
I forget the exact... It's Holidays with Hologram, right?
That's correct.
It's Holidays with Hologram.
Here we are. Holidays with Hologram. We're honoring all the holidays of this festive season.
In a pre-recorded show. So if you are listening to this, understand that you can't call in, but you can listen to all the nice things we have to say and the pretty songs you're about to hear.
This is actually Sunday, December 1st. The reason why we're pre-recording the show is while you're listening to us in the evening, we are actually going to be DJing.
We're DJing tonight, yay!
We've got a Christmas party, although politically correct, we have to say holiday party.
Oh, yeah.
Forget about political correctness, though, because Ben Stein has a really great thing. He talks about Christmas, and Ben Stein is Jewish, and he says that, stop it. Like, it's okay. It's a Christmas tree, damn it. You don't have to change it into a holiday tree.
A holiday tree.
Just because I'm Jewish and I don't recognize Christmas doesn't mean I don't appreciate a good Christmas tree.
Exactly. And I don't know, sometimes when we're playing our, you know, DJ dinner hour, I wonder if people are going to come up and complain because there's some, like, Christian kind of, you know, Christmas songs.
Well, you know, I don't have a problem with that because
I feel
it's fine. I'm not a Christian per se. But I'm not going to take away or detract from the actual holiday of Christmas. And I don't think any of us should be offended. I think it's ridiculous that we get overly offended by things instead of just going with the flow and being okay with it. We have to pick and choose our battles.
Yeah, that's true.
To say there's certain things we shouldn't, you know, get up in a banter about. But this kind of thing, I think, is harmless. It's to a point. The actual holiday itself, I think, is beautiful. I think it's about family, mm-hmm. It's about love, it's about connection, it's about celebration. We all feel special, we get presents, we give presents. We feel the love and the energy of the season. And that's why in the blurb about this particular topic, I said whether you're a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim or Islamic or pantheist or humanist or atheist or agnostic, whatever, it doesn't matter, because it's just the feeling and the energy of the season, and that's what we need to focus on, I believe. You know, just instead of getting offended if we're not Christians, getting offended by Christmas, or if we're not Jewish, getting offended by Hanukkah, I mean, if that's possible, but I mean, we're just a little bit too worried.
I think we're quite twisted, because me as a person, I wouldn't get mad if I went to some holiday party and they were doing like some kind of, you know, I don't know, pagan or like black mass or something. I'd just be like, okay.
I don't know about a black mass. I might go, excuse me, what exactly is your intention behind this black mass?
Yeah, exactly.
I want to focus on the love here.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what I mean? Like that's very liberal people. But I mean, most people, if there was some kind of even Jewish ceremony, a lot of Christians wouldn't want to be there. But
yeah, and that's the sad thing. I think this is where we need to evolve.
Jesus was Jewish.
I know.
So what the...
And I truly believe that Jesus would not support the Christian church in any way
today. Yeah, me too. And that's a bold statement, but I'd stand behind it too.
I stand firm in it, and Christians, I'm sure, have been pissed off at me many times over, and especially being a former Christian. But I think that we are boxing ourselves in when we type ourselves in a particular religion. So for the purpose of this show, because this is called Holidays with Hologram, and we're holograms, so we want to share what we feel is the sacred energy of the season. Mm-hmm. And we want to focus on that because all of us are indeed sacred. I truly believe that.
Even the ones who aren't nice to us are sacred.
It's sometimes hard to see that. I'm just kidding.
It's really hard. It's really hard at DJ gigs. I'll bring that back and say when people are just being just absolute poo heads to us.
Very rude and disrespectful.
Yeah, like really demeaning, or even like men just kind of stepping on us or whatever.
Or attempting to, because I mean, they can't step on us unless we allow them to, but definitely there are many attempts.
But we just definitely It's so hard. Like, I was so mad a couple weeks back doing a gig. I was so mad. I was like, are you kidding? Like, I was just so mad, and I started spewing, I hate this. I hate these people.
Hate was used a lot.
But you know what? I feel that in that moment, it's okay to express.
Exactly.
Because I was feeling tons of hatred at that moment. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean I'm going to stay that way.
No.
But it means I can let this out, because it's much better than just going, okay, I'm just going to swallow this and sit here and let all these dumb heads just do what they want. No, I'm just like, I don't want to be here. I'm going to do it. I can't stand you people.
Because
I'm
you're professional. Yeah. You know, a professional, you don't just walk away.
Exactly.
But it's okay to feel the feelings, because it doesn't matter what job you do, whether you're a DJ, a live musician, because I had the same treatment as a live musician. And it's not all bad. I mean, people probably listening to us think we're just focusing on the negativity of the job, but because there's absolutely wonderful people we work with, too.
Oh, yeah. We have lots of such good memories.
But unfortunately, the ones that are not so wonderful tend to stand out for all of us, I think. It doesn't matter what your job is. Mm-hmm. We're always dealing with those cantankerous, difficult, challenging, power-tripping people. And it's very challenging to stay in the love. And it's completely fine to be frustrated, to be angry, mm-hmm. To express it. Because yeah. I don't think anybody likes to feel disrespected or dishonored or unappreciated. I mean, yeah. That's something that, you know, it's important for all of us to feel appreciated and honored and respected. And as soon as someone starts stepping all over you or trying to with dishonor and disrespect, it's, of course, your back's going to get up a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you'd have to be feelingless not to.
And that's a good thing that we're actually saying to people who are listening to this radio show, who've given us a chance and who have actually stuck around, even though this is a pre-record and they know they can't call in, is that, you know, even around the holiday season when there's a lot of different energies and your families are combining or your friends or, you know, whatever, the whole purpose of Christmas or holiday or whatever you want to call it is to feel some sense of unity, I think. To me, that's what Christmas is about to me.
I definitely think it's about unity. I also think it's about expressing appreciation, because that's where our gift giving comes from, right? Mm-hmm. So, and sometimes it can be actually quite challenging. And I got to a point some years ago with some of my relatives where I was feeling actually pressured. And I don't think that any of us should ever feel pressured. Mm-mm. To give gifts. I think it's something that has to come from the heart. And I think the pressure comes from expectation, because mm-hmm. I was actually getting quite discouraged by some of my younger relatives' relations in that I felt that they weren't truly appreciating that which they were receiving. Mm-hmm. And it was hard for me to even want to give, because when you see that it's all about expectation, it changes your mindset around it. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, obviously, any of us want to give gifts. We are conscious of wanting to get something that person likes, appreciates. We're trying to stay within our own mm-hmm. individual budgets.
Yep.
We're trying to be thoughtful in the gift giving and not feel like it's a duty or an obligation, because then you don't care what you get. Let's just grab some chocolates and put a bow on it.
Yeah.
I think it's important that each of us feel it's not only the giving, but it's the receiving. So we're gracious givers and equally gracious receivers. Mm-hmm. So I think this holiday, like anything, can come a little bit with cumbersome things around it too, especially when you're dealing with expectation or greed. I think it's important for any of us just to sort of stay in the appreciation, stay in the, instead of going, why did you give me that, in your head, going, this took some thought and this mm-hmm. comes from this person's place of wanting me to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so I think it's important for us to really focus on how we receive our gifts too. Mm-hmm. And let go of expectation.
Oh yeah.
And I also personally feel I have so much stuff that I don't need stuff. I was even saying to Ash, we really should just give each other gifts of our time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why bother buying somebody a necklace when they have probably 20 or 30 or even more necklaces? Why don't we just say, my gift to you is we're going out for lunch and we're going to have a lunchtime together,
mm-hmm.
or we're going to go to the zoo,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, because the gift of time to me is precious, and it means actual time together. And if you can commit to something like that, I thought that was cool. And I was also promoting giving gifts that you hand make,
mm-hmm. I agree.
As opposed to purchasing.
I agree with that.
But that is time consuming because I do a lot of handmade things. So I'm even purchasing because for me to grab a lot of time to try to create a painting or a creation, mm-hmm. Jewelry, whatever it is that I can make or do make, I just feel, oh my goodness, I don't have enough time to make all these presents.
I'm going to do that this year. I'm going to make mixed CDs.
I think that's fantastic. And I think, I've always sort of shot through the year for Christmas. Mm-hmm. If something presents itself and I think, oh geez, that would be great for mm-hmm. Ash or great for my brother mm-hmm. or for my son, I'll pick it up. And I just put it in my little gift box, and, mm-hmm. and it waits patiently till a holiday or a birthday comes around. Mm-hmm. But, I just think that it's wonderful. The energy of the holiday is about love, about connection, about giving and receiving. And mm-hmm. it's wonderful if we can, stay mindful of just being appreciative.
Definitely.
Soaking it all in, to say. Mm-hmm. So we are, here talking about the holidays. I wanted to also let you know, we did a show on December 18th, 2011. Now you can check it out in the archives. It's called The Universal Spirit of the Holiday Season. And I would suggest that if you want to know more about the holiday seasons, that show we talked a lot about the different... Kwanzaa, we talked about Diwali, we talked about Christmas, we talked about Hanukkah. We talked about the different seasons and the histories of them. So if you're interested in knowing more about that, then I would suggest that you go to the archives page, check out December 18th, 2011's show, and you can hear what we talked about there. This is more just about us. Mm-hmm. We're just talking. We didn't do any research. This is just from our hearts to you. We wish you all the best for the holiday season, and we're going to do a musical show. So this is Holidays with Holograms. So
yeah, well, we're going to talk at you for a little bit still, and then we're going to... we're really excited because we've never done this. We're going to play all of our songs that are available on iTunes for download. We're going to basically just play one after another, so you have a little bit of a hologram mixtape, and you can just stay on air and listen to our songs.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing 7 songs that total 27 minutes and 30 seconds. So mm-hmm. you guys can just listen, do your tasks as you listen to the hologram songs that we have available to the public, and hopefully you'll feel the energy of us in the music connecting to the energy that is you. It was interesting today. I was on Facebook, as I am every day, pretty much, not every day actually, but pretty much every day, and a friend of ours, Jax, who we really miss you, Jax. We miss talking to you on the air, and we miss talking to you, period, and we know you've recently done a move with your wife, and it's a big deal mm-hmm. to move. Moves a lot. It's very stressful, and you guys moved from state to state, so that's a big deal. And I just wanted to acknowledge you, Jax, and say thank you for tagging both Ash and I in Facebook today, because you had a Melissa Etheridge, a Sophie B. Hawkins, and a Joan Osborne mm-hmm. Presentation that you wanted us to see, and talking about the power of women in music and them being squashed a bit. Mm-hmm. And I responded to that, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that too, because I think it's important. It sort of jogged something for me, and I wanted to hear what you have to say, Ash, about that, because we're going to be presenting our music mm-hmm. In a few minutes from now, and you guys are going to hear our creations. These are the songs that Ash and I have written together, mm-hmm. Except for Sucker Number 93, which I wrote with the help of Kevin Stuart Swain and Don Peters, but the words are mine and the riff is mine. That was something when I was doing keyboards, and came up with this keyboard line, and that's how Sucker Number 93 was born, was from a keyboard line. But the reason why I'm saying all this is so you understand the songs, but I wanted to say that these are our creations.
Yeah, we have created
them. How do you feel as a woman in music?
I feel differently now than I used to, but I want to feel the same as I used to. I remember back when I was about, I think the first time I went to see Lilith Fair, I was 15, I think. And I went with my mom, and I went with my friend Casey, and we went to Lilith Fair, and I thought, wow, this is really, really great. That there's like a place where you can showcase female talent. And then that whole movement blew up, and it was just so big. Women in music, and Lilith Fair and stuff. And then all of a sudden, it just went...
It died.
It just died so fast. Like, one day it was here, the next day it was gone, literally. Like, it was like they weren't on the radio anymore. I remember, like, Paula Cole was on the radio, Sarah McLachlan, Sean Colvin, like, even Luscious Jackson.
Sheryl Crow was part
Sheryl
of it.
Crow was huge. She's still, you know, but she still isn't even, like, as much. Like, I remember that one album she did, I think it was self-titled, with, like, Every Day is a Winding Road and If It Makes You Happy, and that was really her kind of effort at being alternative rock, and it was really good. And all of that just stopped, and everything now is pop. Even the stuff that Sheryl Crow has been putting her spin on is pop. The only one who's really remained the same is Sarah McLachlan, in a way. But, I mean, most people have gone really pop. Like, I mean, you look on here, Much Music or MTV. Well, MTV has no music on it anymore anyway.
No,
but
it's all television, reality shows.
It's like Miley Cyrus. It's Rihanna. It's all stuff like
Kesha.
That. Kesha. There's no... The women in music era is gone, and it is now, like, sex in music. It's just...
But it's been sex in music for a while. But let's go back. Let's talk about Janis Joplin.
Oh,
let's talk
yeah.
about the era's... That was really, like,
that was,
raw. We had women.
Oh, of course. That was raw.
Amazing singers.
And it was huge.
Musicians.
It was huge, but it wasn't defined as women in music.
And then we had Grace Slick of Jefferson
oh,
Airplane.
Yeah. There was great people. Patti Smith.
Yeah, Patti Smith. I mean, I'm trying to think.
Well, that's amazing, but, like, just where it's gone, I'm going to say from the 90s to now, is...
But the reason why I'm bringing back up the 60s is because... From the 60s probably to the 90s. I mean,
oh,
in
yeah.
the 50s we had the doo-wop groups and whatnot.
There was
it was a style
of
music. A lot of the women were doing doo-wop. But it was really Janis who brought
of course it was.
This raw, fueled rock energy to women in music.
Even the quieter stuff like Joni Mitchell and stuff like that
yeah.
was amazing. And basically that all started the women in music thing that happened in the 90s. And then after the 90s, early 2000s, it's all turned to shit. And I'm sorry to say that. So how I feel about being a woman in music now, as you asked me, is that I feel as a duty of somebody who's actually tasted what it's like to have that empowerment and to see that empowerment, I feel a certain responsibility to try and bring back what has happened, not in a separatist way and say this is women's music, because it's not. It's just music and I happen to be a woman. So I think that there should be a lot more... empowerment, and I think there should be more inspiration in music as it is. So that's how I feel about it.
So what, again, I'm just going to address what Jax was asking us, because
yeah.
she said about she felt that the women in music have been suppressed to the point where they've been, I guess I would, these are my own words, but they were, they're being watered down and they're being actually squashed.
Oh yeah.
Because they're being tailor-made. It's almost as if the power that women have in music in terms of their voices, their creativity,
mm-hmm.
their ability to express, the freedom of expression has all been squashed.
Yep.
She said, and this is something I believe that Ash Riot and Cheryl Catherine Smith
yeah.
probably have
oh,
a
yeah.
viewpoint on. And this is what I'm addressing, because I think, I feel personally, first of all, Lilith Fair was Sarah McLachlan's brainchild. Sarah McLachlan, I also believe, not only kind of, you know, she had her time in music where she was doing a lot. She's a Canadian musician, so she's, you know, well known to Canadians and to Americans, because she did cross over, but not as much, I don't believe. And I know she was also known in Europe. But I'm using Sarah as an example, because here's a woman who was very, she was the brainchild behind Lilith Fair.
Mm-hmm.
So she was the one who was gathering all these women together. And what happened, I think, with Sarah is that she became a mother. And
mm-hmm.
her focus then was on being a mother. And I think this is true in many cases of women musicians, is they become parents, they become mothers. And
yeah.
I think it's a lot easier for women to let go of the music. Not that they do, because women artists, we are always
yeah,
in the music.
Of course.
So let go in terms of the public eye, because
yeah.
a lot of times the public think you're dead and gone out of the
yeah.
water. No, you're just actually being a full-time parent, and you're still doing music on the side or
mm-hmm.
whenever you can find time. You're just not releasing it to the public.
Exactly.
So I think that it's important that people realize that a lot of times women are no longer in the forefront, not because they've stopped doing music
mm-hmm.
or they've been squashed altogether.
Yeah.
It's because they've made choices.
Oh, I agree.
And a lot of them made choices for family. And
yeah.
I know Patti Smith even had a couple of children.
She
with
is
Fred Smith.
Amazing.
I love Patti Smith, and I got a chance to meet her in
Paris. I can't believe that, and you gave her my CD.
And I'm even on the internet meeting her, it shows it was a very brief meeting, but it was, mm-hmm. to me, it was very poignant. It was an important time for me to share what I, my creation, and she share her creation with me. It was really cool.
Yeah.
But I feel that women tend to be far too sexualized. And I also feel, this is a comment I made with Jax in response to her question, I feel that we have been, yes, because we are so powerful that for centuries in a patriarchal society, whether you're a musician or mm-hmm. a woman in the home, we've been pushed down because I think a lot of times women's power is freaks people out, freaks men out. And I think that we're coming to a place where we're recognizing the beauty of women's power and also the beauty of this power within men. Mm-hmm. And until we actually get to the point where we celebrate the power, I don't think that we are individually responsible for saying, I don't care if you find that you feel powerless around me. Mm-hmm. It's not my job to make you feel powerful or to make you feel okay. It's my job to make myself feel okay,
oh, yeah.
to fulfill whatever mission it is I have as a creative artist in my own heart, my own soul, my own connection. Mm-hmm. And as long as we do no harm intentionally, that's my credos, is I'm not going to intentionally cause you harm. In fact, I want to open your eyes. That's my vision and point as an artist. I want to open people's eyes. Not to my belief system, but to what is created for all of us.
Yeah.
For all of us.
Yeah,
what
I
is
agree.
Real, what is truth for all, not just for me. Mm-hmm. I don't have to go around telling you to believe as I believe, but just to the things that connect us.
I agree.
And so getting back to women, I think that we are, you know, our stuff is rocky. It's not poppy, although Sucker Number 93 is a little poppy.
But what I'm saying is more pop culture. There could be music, like, look at even, like, La Tigra or something, like, underground. It's all pop and dance music, but it's just the mainstream that I miss the old mainstream. The new mainstream now is just, it's all, like, it's all the same. It's cookie cutter.
I even said that to you, Ash, because as DJs, we do, of course, we do popular music for mm-hmm. a lot of these gigs that we're doing. And I said, listen, Ash, there's the same drum machine in every single pop song. It's like, I know. And I'm going, isn't that crazy how it's in everything? And it's so electronic and the soul is kind of out of it. And the only soul you get, if you get any, is in the vocals.
Yep.
And sometimes you don't even get it in the vocals because it's being auto-tuned and it's being so manipulated that it's losing mm-hmm. a bit of the soul.
Yeah.
And so if your music has been gleaned of soul in that it's been machined pretty much, mm-hmm. how can it truly connect to you on a soul level? Now, it can connect to you on a physical, you want to jump up and down and do a rave. So physically, you're kind of going, this is moving me.
Yeah.
But does it move you soulfully?
Well, I mean, a good example of that is like bands like VNV Nation or something like that, where they're like that song Beloved or something.
Yes.
It's all done with machines, but it's so amazingly moving. But there's a difference. That's not mainstream. The mainstream is at such a level where it's trying to feed us. It's all cookie cutter and it's just giving us regurgitated GMO crap.
So our roles as musicians then, and as women musicians, what do you feel then? If you were to share with our listeners, what's your mission statement? Because I think each of us need to have some kind of mission statement.
Definitely.
Focus on our roles.
My mission statement would be deny what they are feeding you and look for something real. And that's what I am dedicated to do for everyone.
So everything that you create comes from where?
It comes from a much deeper place than just trying to sell it, than trying to market it, than trying to fit it into something. It's something that's actually real and comes from a cathartic place.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's authentic.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not manufactured.
Exactly.
And so I feel very strongly, even as Hologram, that's exactly the place that we come from. We're not mm-hmm. thinking when we're sitting down to write a song, we never think what's going to sell.
Everything I do essentially will be raw. I want raw. And it's not bad that things are polished or anything, but it just, there still has to be a raw quality.
And for me as a lyricist, as a poet, it's important that I'm also honest in writing the words. It's not about making them softer. Mm-hmm. It's not about making them palatable. It's about saying what I wish to say or what I feel as a band that we wish to say. as clear as possible. Now, a lot of it is cryptic in that it's poetic, but it's not cryptic in the way that you can read it in terms of what it was meant to feel or to be. Mm-hmm. So we have seven of our songs that we're going to play for you now. The first song is Sucker Number 93. I want to mention that Annie Kidd, who directed the video, which we're going to be releasing very, very shortly mm-hmm. in the new year, she is going to be on our show December 15th, and yep. we invite you all. It's going to be a live show, so we're interviewing her live. So please listen in on Sunday, December 15th, to our interview with Annie Kidd, mm-hmm. who is the director of our Sucker Number 93 video, as well as an accomplished artist.
Yeah.
She's everything. She does a little bit of everything, and she's an amazing woman. Second song is Joy No Longer Divided. Third song is Spun Sun. Fourth song is The Fusion. Fifth song is Baptize the Universe. Sixth song is I'm Back. And we are leaving you with our seventh song, Had to Go. We wish you
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Happy everything, Happy Black Mass, if you want, like I said before.
Whatever comes from love. That's where I'm from.
Me too.
I also want to quickly say about the mission statement. I think it's important for us to each have one, especially around the holiday season. Mm-hmm. What is it that we wish to experience? What is it that we wish to share? I wish to do no harm intentionally. Mm-hmm. I wish to leave something either exactly as I found it or better than mm-hmm. I found it. I wish to accept all life as being sacred, including mm-hmm. my own and your own. And I just think, pay attention to your surroundings, wherever you are. Send out love. Mm-hmm. Kiss your trees.
It's all about love all the time.
We love you.
We love you.
Enjoy our music.
Enjoy your holidays. Bye.
I've been duped, I've been spiked, I'm not treated like I'm like, though you speak such flowery words to me. I'm sucker number 93. I'm sucker number 93. I asked my friends, have they seen you? Out of my way to drive by two. I'm not stuck in wondering why you gave sweet kisses with your lies. I'm not obsessed, I'm just confused. I cannot help but feel quite used. I pretend that I don't care. My heart's messed up, I'm well aware. I've been duped, I've been spiked. I'm not treated like I'm liked. Though you speak such flowery words to me. I'm sucker number 93. Ladies are lustful for your charms. I was hoping you'd be true, but I just stepped on number 92. Another cliche guy, I'm sick of asking why or why. It is simply what you do, step on a heart so you can prove. I've been duped, I've been spiked, I'm not treated like I'm like. Though you speak such flowery words to me. I'm sucker number 93. I'm sucker number 93. Aren't you sick and tired of all these games? I'm sucker number 93. Crystal ship has sailed through, the glass of feathers ruffled true. Life as I know is gone by again. I call to you, my fettered friend, and ask forgiveness, good light and love. These things do not come from up above, but from within and all around. The world is made of me. My tattered sins from the beginning and back again. Help me not to see the end, for if this not exists, my bitter friend, release a hounds and horses' screams. Let the sound of shivers breathe, crying gone and love for sale. I am a knight of castles veiled. Join no longer.
Chips of summer's past before the ocean.
watching you, knowing I have a part in this too. Faithless they watch and wait for dim eyes, severing my old earthly disguise. Thralled immersed watching you, knowing we have a part in this too. This is a world of illusion, so I honor all delusion. Be not vapid with exclusion, bring all love in for the fusion. Watch the wind blow power out, stronger than what we were about. And to me the forgotten thieves pressed upon these autumn leaves. Angelic hosts be known to us, falling faster than we trust. Watch the circles born of light, speaking while we're all up all night. In a world of illusion, it serves us, yet we must come back to love. For the love revolution is within each and every one of us, a knowing, a higher understanding. We all embrace it. All we have to do is accept the love fusion and say yes. We'll be right back.
appropriate for me to hate. But the servants, it's time to move on with this cutting needle from our arms. The world is mistress and master too. It romances me even more.
Blushing bright, await the end of an endless night and watch you sleep with pallor in my eyes. Seamless time will not prevail. All I am and all that's failed. Without within, I am a dead. I peel through windows as you shadow is what I see. I come to you and wish you'd know this visage veil of what had to go. You held my heart within your box. You did prevail, sly as a fox. Enamored well, couldn't let you be. I felt your sense.
inside of me.
As I was, but as I am, sweet cooing dove, I whisper soft, sweet something's near, my bits of love tangle in your hair, my bits of love tangle in your hair.